Welcome to another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. Donna is always glad to hear from her listeners. Our email address is swmradio@yahoo.com, or you may write Sure Word Ministries at Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Now here's Donna.
I'm so thankful you tuned into the program today. Don't change the station. I have a message that could change your life for all eternity. We're going to continue with part two of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on today's radio program. I'm telling you, this is a timely word, and I pray that you will listen to every program in this particular series of messages. You need to hear what I'm about to say, so listen carefully now as I share part two of this powerful message.
There's a lot of winds of doctrine that are blowing all across this nation in the USA and all around the world. Any kind of teaching you want, there's teaching out there that'll tickle your ears, teaching that'll make you feel good. The emerging church is very good at tickling the ears. They don't want to talk outright about sin. They don't want to talk outright about how Jesus was sacrificed and His blood flowed from His side to the earth to redeem man from his sins. They call that a slaughterhouse Christianity. They don't want to hear about Jesus dying on the cross. Nobody wants you to talk about sin today because there is no sin. Nobody wants you to talk about hell today because there is no hell. Nobody wants you to talk about the cross. You know that the Bible says that the cross is foolishness to those who do not believe. To those who do not know God, it's foolishness to them. But to those who do know God, the cross, hallelujah, is the power of God. And when we talk about the cross and what Jesus Christ did when He hung on that old cross, my God, it'll release power. Whether people want to hear it or not, it'll release the power of God to an individual's life. I've been witnessing to tons of New Agers. They've been cursing me and calling me all kind of things and sending me such derogatory stuff. Sometimes I just have to delete it. But I'll tell you what, I'll preach the cross to them till the day I die. If it's the only chance that they ever get to hear the true gospel message preached, this woman is going to preach that message to the New Agers. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? And see, those people, the New Agers and what they call a postmodern generation out there now, it has come into our universities, our colleges, our high schools, our grade schools, and our churches. And the church is receiving the message. That church is called the emerging church. The emerging church wants to reach a postmodern generation. So in order to do that, they have stated that we need to rethink Christianity and we need to come up with a new faith for the 21st century. There is no new faith. The Bible talks about the faith. There is only one true faith. And for them to come up with a new faith to reach a generation, a postmodern generation, something is wrong with that picture. These people are deceived. And this stuff, it's infiltrating the American church and churches all across the world. And leaders are receiving this. And they're becoming a part of the emergent or the emerging church. And some of them have no clue what they're getting themselves into. Let me give you a definition of postmodernism. Postmodernism in general is marked by a tendency to dismiss the possibility of any sure and settled knowledge of truth. It is the rejection of every expression of certainty. Postmodernism has resulted in a widespread rejection of truth and the enshrinement of skepticism. They totally reject truth. The postmodern generation, if you go out there and you try to talk to them about the Bible, they're not going to receive what you say about the Bible. You can quote them scripture after scripture after scripture, and they don't believe that this Bible is true. And I keep preaching it anyway. Because the Bible says when you sow the word, His word
bless God, hallelujah, it will not return void. It will accomplish what God has sent it to do. That's a walk of faith, friend. That's why you've got to keep shoving that word down into those people's hearts. Because that word is filled with power, life, salvation, and deliverance. And it will cut between soul and spirit. Even if they aren't receiving it, or doesn't seem like they're receiving it, keep dumping it in. Postmodernists are into feelings and experience. And so is the emerging church. Oh, dear pastor, you need to make me feel good. Don't you start preaching against sin to me, because that makes me uncomfortable. And I want to be comfortable when I come to your church. Why don't you just tell me a good story? Do you know what they do in a lot of these emerging churches? There's one, I won't tell you the name or where it's at, but it's filled with couches. Pastor sits in the middle on a stool, and everybody just talks some dialogues about whatever they believe truth is for them. And the pastor will sit there on Sunday mornings or whenever they have this church, and he will tell nice stories, and they will sing songs that entertain the people, that make the people feel good and arouse their flesh. Come on, somebody. There is such an irreverence in this nation and around the world for the Holy Spirit and the holy presence of God. I'm telling you, I've been in places and preached when the holy Shekinah presence of the glory of God would come into a place, and people would be chatting and talking about McDonald's and laughing and interrupting the service. We need to respect Holy Spirit when He comes. We need to respect the presence of God. There's a whole generation of kids, of postmodern kids, that have no respect even for their own parents. They tell their parents what to do. They rule the home. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. That is not the way it's supposed to be. That is not the way God intended it to be. The kids don't rule at home. The father of that home rules that home along with his wife at his side. They rule the home and they rule the children. Children are supposed to obey their parents, not parents obey the children. It's a wicked generation. May God have mercy on this nation. Postmodernists despise truth claims. They believe there is no absolute truth. Truth is relative. What's true for you might not be true for me. You see, I can make up my own truth. So when you go talk to a postmodern generation or somebody who's involved in the emerging church, and you say, Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. There's no other way to heaven. There's only one way. And buddy, it's a narrow way. Well, that might be true for you, but I believe that there are many paths to God. Have you ever heard Oprah Winfrey say that? Oh, there's millions of ways to God. That's deception. Those people are deceived. They have believed the lie of the enemy. And when you believe the lie of the enemy, you've just empowered him to move in that area of your life. On the flip side of that coin, when you believe what God says, and you hook up with that and you believe what He says, you empower God to move in that area of your life. You give Satan power by believing his lies. Come on, somebody. You give God power in your life when you believe the truth of what God is saying to you. One in five Americans, from a Barna poll, which is probably a little old by now, do not believe that there's absolute truth. One in five Americans. And I believe probably by now, that's probably doubled. You've got Christians who are in churches all across this nation, in the USA, who do not believe in absolute truth. Yet they say that they read their Bible and believe the Bible. That's a contradiction. Because the Bible is absolute truth. 100% pure absolute truth. It's a confused, deceived generation. Can you say amen? Are you with me?
Postmodernism is simply the latest expression of a worldly unbelief. It is proud rebellion against divine revelation. That's what it is. It's rebellion. According to postmodernism, there is no reality. Everything is an illusion. I get a kick out of them because I try to witness to them, and they say, "Well, Donna, you're just an illusion. You're not real. I'm not real. The chair's not real. This pulpit's not real. Those guitars aren't real. Everything is an illusion." So when I go back and start talking to them again, I'm going to say, "Okay, so if I were to come up to your brand new car and throw a brick through your windshield, would you take that car to get your windshield fixed? Or would it not matter because it's just an illusion? Or what about if I come and smack you upside the head with a 2x4? Would that also be an illusion? Or would maybe some tears start trickling down your cheeks because I smacked you real good?" I think we know the answer. There's no sin, no hell. Was it necessary for Jesus to die on the cross because there is no sin, according to the postmodern generation? We are God. Everything is God. God is in everything. God is in the universe. And we're supposed to go through all these gyrations and chanting and motions and yoga and all these things to become one with God. None of that lines up with this word. Absolutely none of it. And we either believe the word of God or we don't. There is a DVD out. It's called Yoga Uncoiled. How many of you heard of it? By Carol Matriciana. It is excellent.
We're going to have to stop right here on today's radio program, and we'll continue with part 3 of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on next week's program. Please be sure to tune back in to hear the continuation of this powerful message. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're ready to make a commitment to serve Jesus Christ for the rest of your life, I invite you to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I accept the truth that you were crucified on a cross at Calvary to pay the penalty for my sins. I receive the finished work of the cross, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live my life for you from this day forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, praying this prayer is only the beginning of your new life with Jesus Christ. You need to get a Bible and begin to read the Word of God on a daily basis. And as you receive the truth of God's Word into your heart and life, you will be transformed by His awesome power. If you can help support this ministry with a financial gift of any amount, you may do so online at the website, or you can send your donations through regular postal mail. My announcer is going to come in just a moment, give you my address and website information. I pray you've enjoyed the broadcast today. May the Lord bless you, cause you to be a blessing. May He transform you from the inside out and cause your life to be a life worth living. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to another Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. To learn more about Sure Word Ministries, visit our website at surewordministries.net. You may email Donna at swmradio@yahoo.com or write her at Sure Word Ministries, Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Join us again at this same time for another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski.